play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to the Class 3A Regional Championship game from Geneseo High School, where the third-seeded Galesburg boys basketball team takes on number 2-seed Dixon. The other top game in this section of the subsectional complex is up at Freeport, where top-seeded Rock Falls is taking on fourth-seed Sterling. So the top four seeds have played out as they should have here, at least in this side of the bracket. Galesburg wearing the road black here tonight. They'll go with the usual starting five of Nick Fields, Keith Cunningham, Justin Endoff, Quinn Anderson, four seniors in the starting lineup, along with junior Jalen McCants. For Dixon, they're a senior-dominated team as well. All five starters are seniors and winners of a regional championship just a year ago when they upset Rock Falls as the top seed last year. Bo Bailey is the all-time leading scorer in Dixon High School history, a 6'3 senior. Darian Duncan, a 6'1 senior. Peyton Lawrence, a 6'2 senior. Alec Faley, a 6' senior. And Gabe Sohn, a 6'5 senior. Faley is the relatively recent addition to the lineup because of an injury. And he's not much in the way of statistical. You know, I'm really not going to get any points or maybe really very many rebounds out of him, at least the way things have gone up to this point of the season. But he's out there primarily as for his defensive ability. Good student section on hand for both clubs here tonight. Jeremy Pickrell took one of the activity buses, brought his baseball team up here as a group. And we've got a really good atmosphere here tonight.
Just what you expect.
And just what you would hope for. You might hear the Galesburg student section ready to jump this game underway with the noise, and it goes into the front court to Justin Endoff. Quinn Anderson, Nick Fields.
They're in their 1-2-2, the Quincy 1-2-2.
Quick three by Endoff, a little bit short, and the long rebound pops out to Alec Faley. So the Streaks come out very quickly and knock down and put up a quick three. Here's a dribble drive by Duncan. He pushed off on Quinn Anderson, missed the shot. Here's Jalen McCants coming out with a rebound. Fires it into the front court. End off, up top, Quinn Anderson. And he gets fouled as Bailey comes out and fouls him at the top of the arc. And I sure don't think that's what Chris Harmon wants for Bo Bailey.
No, and again, you think about that foul early like this and how much is it a factor down the line in terms of the fouls that he's going to get.
He's got there a step too late trying to work around a screen. Fell into the Silver Streaks. Anderson trapped on the sideline, tries to feed it to the inside, intended for Cunningham, batted away by Dixon. Just underway, 40 seconds into the game, this is the Dukes' second offensive possession. Bailey can't get around Nick Fields on the far side, pulls it back out.
And I thought Fields would be on Bailey. Nick is such a smart and outstanding defender.
There's a three up top, off the mark. Rebound batted around, and Nick tips it over to Keith Cunningham. Uncharacteristic three from down low by Alec Faley. Talked about him just a moment ago. Not going to be the guy who's going to contribute a lot of points offensively. If he does, they'll, of course, have a tremendous chance of winning. But he missed his first three. Fields fakes from the corner. Puts up a little teardrop from the left baseline. That rolls off. Duncan on the weak side with a rebound for Dixon. Drives it into the front court. Tries to go around Quinn Anderson and gets a shot up and in. Duncan quick down the court. Quick as a missile. And he puts the Dixon Dukes on top, 2-0 here in the early going. 17th all-time meeting between these two teams. The Silver Streaks have gotten the best of it historically, 13 wins out of the 16 matchups between these two. Fields to the left side to Quinn Anderson. Keeping it on the perimeter along the volleyball line right now. Not quite 2 minutes into the game, 2-0 Dixon. Streaks trying to solve that zone. Keith Cunningham has some mid-range jumpers to help open up the Kiwani zone in the win on Wednesday. Bounce pass to the left side. Anderson drives baseline. Fade way, and he can't hit the bank shot off the backboard. Bo Bailey with a rebound for the Dukes. Streak start off cold.
And good
for the
penetration there
game.
Through the gaps to get a good shot. Just couldn't get it to go.
To the outside, Peyton Lawrence tries to go back door, throws it right to Jalen McCants. Jalen into the front court. Down the left side. Off balance shot rolls off the rim. Rebound into the hands of Jalen, and he gets fouled underneath. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Dixon. Good position by Jalen. Couldn't finish off the runner down the lane. And that's the first foul of the game on Peyton Lawrence.
And that's where on a live ball turnover that we can get out and run in transition. And that gives us our best chance to score against that 3-2 flat zone. Very difficult to score.
On the inbound, Justin Endoff from the left side. Three comes up short. Oscar Van Sickle into the game for the Dukes. And the Streaks start off missing their first five shots of the game. But trailing by just a bucket, 2.5 minutes in. On the right side, Lawrence with it. Looking, coming up top for it is Alec Feely. And a foul away from the ball. That'll be against Dixon fighting through a screen. They'll call that one against Van Sickle, who just checked in. Second turnover by the Dukes, and the third team foul on Dixon.
Tough one there. He looked to set a screen. I thought he got ran over, but he wasn't set. And the officials called the illegal screen on Dixon.
So both teams a little shaky in the early going in different
just
ways.
Just trying to feel themselves out, work the nerves out.
Streaks get it across the timeline. Here's an opening for Nick down the lane. Throws it up and banks it in, and there's the first basket
good
of the
penetration
game.
Penetration by Nick there and attacking. You've got to attack it.
Tied at 2, 3 minutes into the game. This is Darian Duncan, the 6'1 senior, walking it across midcourt. Hands off on the right side to Van Sickle. Up top it goes to Feely. Now back to Duncan on the left side. Pulls it back out on the wing. Dribble drive into the lane. Initiates contact with Quinn Anderson. Leaned in. Got him on the chin. Quinn comes away a little bit sore in the mouth. And he's, I think, going to come out of the game rather quickly. It's the first foul of the game on Quinn. And boy, that's a tough way to pick up your first foul. Get bopped in the face. But Duncan initiated the contact. Leaned in. Got him. And that gets Mitchell Sampson into the game for the first time for the Silver Streaks. Bailey back in on the baseline, throws it in to Gabe Sohn. Now up top, Bailey shoots the long three. It's a little bit short. Rebound on the weak side, Fields. Dribble drive goes right at Bailey, takes it, gets blocked. Right back to Cunningham. He gets blocked on the putback, and a foul on the arm will send Cunningham to the free throw line.
And again, getting a miss on the long shot, long rebound, allows us to get a run out. We have opportunities to score in those. We didn't convert the first chance, got an offensive rebound. Keith was fouled, have a chance here to put points up on the scoreboard out of that.
Second foul of the game on Oscar Van Sickle, who didn't start the game. Keith Cunningham to the free throw line, in and out. We're still tied at 2.
And we've got to make free throws tonight. Yeah. Absolutely, we've got to make free throws tonight in what we think is going to be a tight ball game.
14 fouls on Dixon, just one on the Silver Streaks here early. 4:36 to go, first quarter. Second one up and in, and that's the Streaks' first lead of the game at 3-2. Despite missing 6 of their first 7 shots, Galesburg has an early lead here, 3.5 minutes into the game. Duncan will walk it across midcourt, picked up by Mitchell Sampson. Bounces it up top into the hands of Sohn. Cunningham gets all over him. Sohn trying to hand off to Duncan, does so.
I like our pressure right now on the ball.
Now to the left side, Sohn fires up the three, and the big guy drains it. 6'5 senior knocks it down. Dixon back on top, 5-3. Break the 1-2-2 trap. Here's Cunningham trying to weave into the lane. Jump stop, and he gets called for traveling. Second turnover on the Streaks.
And making sure we've got to play under control here. Play under control, not those unforced turnovers from being, playing a little bit too fast for ourselves.
Halfway through quarter number one, 5-3 Dixon. Dukes with the ball, wearing the home white with a purple piping down the side. On the left side, Lawrence with a pump fake, kicks it out. Three on the way by Sohn. Can't knock that one down. The long rebound chased down into the corner. Dixon saves it into the hands of Jalen McCants, and they foul him. Or no, they call the Streaks for a turnover.
Yeah, call him for carrying the ball.
I look down to mark the missed shot, and that's what happened. So third turnover on the Silver Streaks, 2 on Dixon. Dukes get it back into their half court. Bailey on the inbound to Duncan, guarded by Sampson. Bailey setting a screen. Mitchell goes through it. Duncan still with it on the right wing. Into the lane. Spin move goes to the low blocks.
Really nice move. They created an isolation there.
And there's a whistle.
Going to have a delay of game? Can't tell what we got here.
I don't know. The official's going to walk it over.
Technical foul.
We're going to shoot free throws here. I didn't see.
I think an unsportsmanlike technical foul.
I think they called that on Duncan. So Duncan put that spin move on Mitchell Sampson, got around him. Mitchell played good defense, but Duncan just got around him and got the shot up and in. And there must have been some talking going on afterwards, so that's a tough way for Duncan to pick up his first foul. Justin Endoff knocks down both free throws. That gets the Streaks back within two. It's 7-5.
And it's just one of those things. Play the game. You scored. Go on and play defense. You just cost your ball club two free throws and, you know, the ball out of bounds.
And I don't think the Streaks team is going to be intimidated.
No.
Certainly Mitchell's not going to be intimidated by that. Here's Cunningham with it up top. Deflected pass to the right side. Endoff gets to it. Now back up top to Cunningham. Step into the lane. Jump stop. And he missed the shot. Rebound. Fought for. Zone controls for Dixon. Duncan into the front court. They're going to go at Mitchell again. Still with it on the dribble. Cross over to the left side. They cut him off. Into the corner. Jacob Gaither for three. Missed it. And the rebound now to Keith Cunningham. Silver Streaks back into the front court. Now stolen away by Bailey. Drives in. Goes up for the layup and got it. Live ball turnover, 9-5, Dixon Bailey's first points of the game.
You can see the senior was laying in the weeds there. He anticipated that, and he was going to have unmolested line to the rim there to score an easy layup.
Streaks down four. Fields at the free throw line, cut off. Back out to Justin Endoff at the top of the arc. Now Nick, left side, free throw extended. Now pulls it back out to the volleyball line. Mitchell in front of the Dixon fans on the far side. Fields with it now up top. Now over to Sampson on the left side. Streaks looking it over. McCants running baseline. Nick, spin move in the lane, puts it up off the mark. Rebound. Nick tries to take it away from Gaither, and Nick will get a foul on the reach-in. Just got there a step too late, trying to rebound his own miss, and that's the first foul of the game on Fields and the second Galesburg team foul. 2:24 to go first quarter. Streaks down 4, 9-5.
And again, both ball clubs still getting settled in. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of nerves here, a lot of energy, and when you're hyped up, you expend a lot of energy here, and you got to settle down into that optimal performance level, and both clubs trying to do that right now.
Eric Price into the game for the Silver Streaks. Pull-up jumper by Bailey just inside the top of the arc. And he looks to his student peers on the far side.
And that's a big-time move there, coming off a dribble, creating your shot there, and a little bit of a fadeaway. You know, with a lot of pressure on
him. Here's Jalen down the lane. Dribble drive, right side, Sampson for three. Way too strong. And the weak side rebound by Gaither. Here comes Dixon on the run, trying to get out with it. Bailey will pull it up short of half court. And now walking it across. And a travel called up top. Third turnover by Dixon. Into the game, Alec Faley. Replacing Duncan.
And both ball clubs, again, showing their tightness with the turnovers, handling the basketball there, trying to go a little bit too quick. And that was a turnover there of just, you know, going a little bit too quick in terms of handling the ball.
Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks down 11-5. Cunningham just in front of the scoring table. Now to the right side, Jalen McCants. Reverses it down to the baseline to Mitchell Sampson, pulls it back out. Bounce pass, tough pass in the lane. Keith with a jump stop, puts it up, rolls it through.
Good move, a little turnaround jump shot. Nice entry pass by Mitchell Sampson into the low post.
11-7, Galesburg down 4. Keith's first basket of the game, he has 3 points. A minute 10 to go here in the opening quarter of the 3A regional championship. Dixon tries to go backdoor to Bailey, and Jacob Gaither airmails him and out
we'll
of bounds.
We'll take that every time. That pass had no chance in any way, shape, or form of getting through on a little try to backdoor lob.
Fields, Cunningham in the backcourt. Cunningham, ball fake. Now gets it back from Fields into the front court. Keith to the right wing, leaves it off for Mitchell Sampson, pulling it back out. Now to the right side, Jalen McCants. Nowhere to go with it. So now Mitchell has it back out near half court, reverses it back to McCants, goes to the baseline, dribble drive, into a triple team, forced it up, tied up with Gabe Sohn, and the held ball sends it back Geneseo's direction. Fifth turnover on the Silver Streaks. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter, 11-7 Dixon. Darian Duncan, a brief rest back into the game. Sohn gets a breather, so the 6'5 senior sits down. It's Bailey, Duncan, the freshman Gaither, along with Faley. And who am I missing? Oh, Peyton Lawrence back into the game as well. Duncan at the volleyball line, down to 30 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of the 3A regional championship. Duke's looking for their third in the last 6 years. to the right side. Bailey pulls it back out into the hands of Gaither.
And they're going to look to try to hold for one here. They'll start moving at about 10.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Duncan out high, guarded by Mitchell Sampson. Now Bailey trying to get around Nick Fields. Reaches in, takes it away. Nick going one on two. Down the lane, a reach-in foul. Nick got the shot up, wouldn't go down, but he's going to get two free throws, and I think they're going to get Duncan on the reach on that one. And if so, that's his second, and it is.
That's a great defensive play by Nick.
I guess.
He anticipated Bailey pulling up for the jump shot. Picked his pocket on the rise up, and comes to the rim on the other end. Great defensive play by Nick Fields.
16 fouls on Dixon, and Nick Fields knocks down the first one, streaks down three with 10 seconds to go. Just reached in, took it away, couldn't finish off the three, the basket for the possible three-point play. But the second foul on Darian Duncan, who stays in the game for the time
and
being.
Makes two free throws, outstanding.
Gelsberg down two now, 11-9. Duncan
get
will bring it up
here
midcourt.
In the quarter in a positive way.
Down to 6 seconds to go. Duncan across midcourt. Duncan trying to shake and bake, leans in, and Mitchell's going to get a foul called as Duncan. That's the second time he's drawn a foul on the Silver Streaks by initiating contact. Just gets a little hesitation with the head fake and then moves forward, leans in, and initiates the contact on the defender. Earlier it was Quinn Anderson, this time it's Sampson.
And Kobe Ramirez coming in as a defensive stop here, or as a defensive replacement here. 2.2, they've got to have a quick hitter coming here in terms of one pass inbounds, maybe a screen, and then you got to launch it.
It'll be Peyton Lawrence who gets it into Duncan on the right side. He throws one up over Cunningham, and it's short, and that's the end of the first quarter. 11-9, Dixon after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove's Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee or go online anytime to BreedloveSports.com.
Check out what'll be up for bid during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday morning, March 23rd. The growing list of auction items is available at WGIL.com.
3A Regional Championship at Geneseo. Dixon 11, Galesburg 9 after one quarter. Both teams with five turnovers. Silver Streaks came out shooting the ball rather poorly, but they're still in the game, and they have a chance to tie it up here, take the lead early second quarter with the ball up first. Cunningham out high. Quinn Anderson back into the game with Fields, Eric Price, and Jalen McCann still working against that flat 3-2 zone. And the ball deflected, but it finds its way over to Price. Weaves to the lane. Leaves it off to Cunningham. Pump fake. Turn around left side. Fade away. Got it.
Good move there. Under control by Keith. Been very good around the basket tonight.
Streaks have scored a six in a row to tie the game up at 11. Good patient defense by Dixon, too. They weren't biting on anything to Keith, so he just did a little step-back fadeaway. Now a long three by Duncan off the mark. And the rebound deflected out to Gabe Sohn. The ball came off the rim so quickly, Streaks weren't ready for it. Up top, Alec Failey. Now into the hands of Duncan. To the left side, gives it off to Gabe Sohn. Works his way back up between the circles on the dribble. Now picks it up. To the left side, Duncan. Anderson backs off, giving him room. Tries to fight through the screen. Can't do it. Duncan squares up. It misses the three.
Two bad misses in a row from the three ball with a three ball.
Jalen McCants with a rebound. Other end. Price goes for the layup, and Dixon got back defensively. Rebounded by Gabe Sohn.
And that's where we're going to be at best tonight, being able to get out, run out there, and they were just able to get back in an outstanding defensive play at the rim.
Minute 20 gone here in the second quarter. Tie ball game at 11 in the 3A Regional Championship. Streaks have had some heartbreak up here, playing for regional titles.
Yes,
here's the left
have.
Side jumper by Sohn for three off the wing, and
we've got to find him. He's made a couple of them now. We're going to have to go out and guard and contest that shot. He's shot both of those. Wide open.
In fact, the 6'5 senior, that's all he shot tonight is three-point shots, and he's made two out of a three. Streaks break the press. Jalen down the lane. Off balance shot off the front of the rim. Had a hand on the rebound. Lawrence scoops it into the front court to Bo Bailey. Steps up, shoots a long three, and that's off the mark. And the rebound by Keith Cunningham, and he's fouled over the back by Alec Failey. And we're going to walk it to the other end. 6:06 to go, first half, and the Streaks are in the bonus the rest of the way.
And both ball clubs, and again, that's and more so with Dixon because they're a ball club that's going to shoot the ball well, especially from the three-point line. We are 0-for-3, and they are now 2-for-10 with a three ball. And that's not something that's, again, for them, a recipe for success. And we've done a really good job, Brad, in the half court when they've had to set up their half court offense against us. We've done a fine job guarding them this far.
Keith to the line off the front of the rim. Can't knock down the free throw. Get the second one. Gabe Sohn gets the loose ball rebound. 14-11 Dixon. We are under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Peyton Lawrence up top to Sohn. To the right side, right back to Lawrence. Squared up for three, but passed it back up top. Here's Bo Bailey. He'll shoot it from anywhere on the court. Quick pull-up jumper over two Silver Streaks. Foot on the line, though, and he's got six in the game. The all-time leading scorer for Dixon puts the Dukes back on top by five.
He's very good of shooting the ball off the bounce, which is not something you see today in basketball very
Dixon
much.
Dixon extends the zone defense. Streaks break it. Right corner. End off for three off the back iron. Out to Quinn Anderson for the rebound. Gets it into the hands of Fields. Scoops it back to Anderson. Three-pointer off the mark. Rebound to Fields. Drives in. Gets blocked. Loose ball. Jacob Gaither comes up with the rebound. And the Streaks foul him going for the scramble rebound. And now that's the second of the game on Nick. And that's going to hurt the Silver Streaks potentially.
And we got a number of good looks there. Wide open threes again. Couldn't convert.
Streaks call full timeout. 5:16 to go here in the first half. And Nick Fields with two fouls. The Streaks want to talk it over. Galesburg down 5, 16-11. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The digital age has a lot of people just terrified of technology, and your show goes a long way.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
You really have an outstanding show with so much useful information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learn so much from you.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:16 left in the first half. Silver Streaks trailed second seed at Dixon, 16-11. We want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL. Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight in a 2017 Nissan Rogue. This has just over 26,000 miles on it when we picked it up, and of course part of the certified pre-owned fleet that qualifies for the lifetime warranty. We invite you to check it out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
What a solid car, Brad. A beautiful blue car. Rides just terrifically.
Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street. Now Keith Cunningham called for a foul away from the ball.
Didn't see that one,
guarding against Jacob Gaither, and that's the fourth foul on the Silver Streaks. Streak showed press for the first time. Dixon broke it. Now they have it on the end line. Bailey on the inbound, out high to Sohn. Gives it back to Bailey at the volleyball line. 5 minutes to go, first half, 16-11 Dixon. Bailey works his way to the right wing. Hands off to Peyton Lawrence. Now up top to Sohn, right back to Lawrence on the right wing. Feeds it into the inside. Oscar Van Sickle with two fouls back into the game. Now up top to Bailey, guarded by Mitchell Sampson with Nick Fields on the bench. Pull-up jumper, off-balance shot just inside the wing, missed it. And the rebound, Keith Cunningham. Cunningham into the front court, stops at the top of the arc. Now to the right side, end off, pulls it back up top to Quinn Anderson. Will play the point, lead the Silver Streaks offense with Fields on the bench. Up top, Quinn Anderson. Now bounce pass to the left side, Mitchell Sampson. Tries to feed it into the lane, quick hands by Dixon, turnover. Other end, Bailey with a run out and goes up for the layup. Live ball turnover, six of the game for the Silver Streaks, and Dixon with its biggest lead now at 18-11. Eight in the game for Bo Bailey. To the right side, Anderson. Reversal into the right corner. End off three off the back iron, and a push off on the weak side by Bailey. Keith Cunningham had position. That's the second foul of the game on Bailey. I could see it from all the way up here as he pushed off on Cunningham, and Keith's going to get a one-and-one here with 4:05 to go on the eighth team foul.
Let's see if that's a key. He's going to come out of the ball game here with two fouls here with 4:05 to go here in the second period. He's trying to Cletus Case down there, but not something you're gonna win that argument with.
Now, Chris Harmon goes seven deep on this Dixon team, so Bailey and Duncan both with two fouls, and Oscar Van Sickle off the bench with two fouls, so he's going to have to rotate guys in. Now Dixon gets into the lane, but Cunningham knocks down the free throw anyway. That snaps the 7-0 Dixon run. Gelsberg down six at 18-12, matching their season record, and a second one coming for Cunningham. Eyes it.
And Bailey pleading his case, which, again, I don't like players trying to talk to the officials about that. We're going to get some kind of lane violation here. Yep. Shoot it again.
So he's going to get another one.
And we saw it previous. He just made it. Again, players have got to be disciplined enough here to wait for the release here before they go. And there's no reason to commit that lane violation.
Yeah, they were into the lane on the first one he made. The officials talked it over with Oscar Van Sickle, and it costs him a point. Cunningham knocks it down. 18-13, Gelsberg down five halfway through the second quarter. Darian Duncan will play the point. We'll bring it across midcourt. Sampson will guard it. Duncan on the dribble on the left side. Up top it goes to Sohn, guarded by McCants. Sohn with a handoff to Duncan. Mitchell fights through the screen. Duncan gets a step on him, drives the lane, can't hit the running layup. Keith with a rebound, comes out with it. Keith taking it down court, right side of the lane, all the way to the basket, but he can't finish it off. A little bit too strong. Gaither with a rebound. Now a steal and a hold. That's going to be the third foul of the game on Darian Duncan. Mitchell right in front of the scoring table came in, intercepted the ball, and Duncan reached out and grabbed him on the arm. Mitchell winced a little bit, and that's the third foul of the game on Darian Duncan. So Bo Bailey's going to have to come back in along with Peyton Lawrence.
And they've got obviously some serious challenges here with fouls and just trying to get to the half without doing further damage to themselves in terms of committing fouls.
Mitchell at the free throw line, 72% this season, and he rattles the first one through, his first point of the night. 18-14. Both teams with six turnovers in this game. It's been a defensive struggle, just what you would expect in a regional title game. 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Second one by Mitchell, good as well.
Good to knock him down.
Streaks knocking down free throws here early in this game. They were 5 out of 6 in the first quarter. They're 4 out of 5 in the second quarter, and they trail by 3. Bailey up top. Mitchell will guard him now. To the left wing it goes to Faley. Cunningham cuts him out, lobs it back up top to Bailey. Bailey directs traffic, dribbling left to right along the half-court line, stops on the wing. Now into the right side it goes to Van Sickle. Pulls it back up top to Bailey. Bailey very active on the dribble in the half court. Floats it up with the right hand. Creeps over the rim and drops through.
Good decision making there by Bailey, because Keith Cunningham was ready. One more step there and could have picked up the charge, and that would have been third foul on Bailey.
Bailey in double figures with 10 now. Here's Cunningham on the right wing. Fakes a three. Dribble drive in the lane. Cut off by the Dixon zone. Turnaround jumper. Way over the rim. And the weave out on the weak side by Oscar Van Sickle. Streaks just getting in a little bit of a hurry here. Here's a quick three left side by Peyton Lawrence, and he hits. And that's part of this Dixon game. They don't waste any time. They get into the transition.
And he spotted up, and he smelled blood there. You could see that a mile away, and a good find there as he was ready to shoot the ball and had everything together there.
So Dixon up now 23-15, 2:40 to go first half. And the Dukes call a timeout. Let's take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this community reminder. The Ladies of Mary from Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Galesburg will hold their annual spaghetti dinner on Sunday, March 3rd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in the church's activity center. The cost is just $6. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
23-15, second-seeded Dixon leads the third-seeded Silver Streaks. 2:40 to go here in the first half in the 3A regional title at Geneseo. Eric Price back into the game, replacing Quinn Anderson. He walks it across midcourt, waits for the trap, dribbles around it, pulls up in the wing, gets it up top to Mitchell. Sampson looks right, now goes left to Price. Now back up top to Sampson. Dribbles it once, gives it off to Price. A little back and forth between those two right now.
And Bailey's back out of the ball game again.
To the right wing, Justin Endoff. Endoff up top. Duncan also on the bench with three fouls. Oscar Van Sickle is out there with two fouls. So some of their big players. Here's Justin Endoff, long three. Hits! Justin squared up. Didn't look like much was happening in that offensive set for the Streaks. But Justin got an open look from way downtown.
Big basket,
and he's got
there
five.
We needed.
Dribble drive down the left side of the lane. The kick out. Left wing three by Faley. In and out. And the rebound underneath by Eric Price. Sticks and crowd was ready to erupt. Streaks quickly into the front court. Endoff again for three from the corner. And he pulls the Streaks to within two at 23-21.
And good to see him and want to see him get hot here.
Back-to-back threes by Endoff. Streaks answer the run down by two now with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Streaks pick up the defense. Sohn up top to the right side, Peyton Lawrence. Lawrence around the screen, a way long three, and it's off the mark badly. Jalen McCants with a rebound. He must have shot that from near 30 feet. Jalen to the outside. Price all alone. Streaks on top. 9-0 run. 24-23. Dixon calls a timeout.
Big time run by the Streaks there. Three straight three-pointers. And we have our first lead in a while since early in the game. Great shooting exhibition there by the Silver Streaks.
It is the Streaks' first lead of the game at 24-23 with a minute 11 to go. And it's interesting, you know, at the 240 mark, when they hit that big three in that secondary break transition, it was the Dixon Dukes that called the timeout.
And
the Streaks have come out.
Yeah,
they've come out red hot, having scored nine straight.
I don't always understand some of the timeouts that I see in a basketball game, and that's certainly one there that I would question on. What were you doing there? It wasn't a fatigue factor. It wasn't a change of strategy. You got momentum going. Stay with that momentum there.
So, Darian Duncan and Bo Bailey back into the game coming out of that timeout. Again, Duncan with three fouls, Bailey with two.
And, you know, who am I to question Coach Harmon? He's done a great job, but that's one that I just would have disagreed with.
Here's Duncan with him on the right wing. How aggressive will he be with three fouls out there? An illegal screen away from the ball. That one goes against Oscar Van Sickle in the lane. Put a little shoulder into Keith Cunningham. That's his third foul now, and the seventh Dixon turnover.
And again, we've seen this point of emphasis with the screens and being legal.
Yep.
And moving here, not being set, you know, rubbing against people in terms of those screens, and Dixon's been called for him here tonight.
Streaks trying to add to the lead here now. I take it back. You and I both thought that was the Streaks' first lead. They were up 3-2 in the first quarter. Justin, can he do it again? A little bit long from the corner that time, and the weak side rebound, Darian Duncan. Streaks have made three straight threes. Now the Dukes will try to slow it down a bit with 30 seconds to go. Trailing by one here in the 3A regional championship at Geneseo. Both crowds have been actively into this game in a tight ball game. Duncan with him on the right side, working against Price. Fires it inside. Cunningham went for the steal and got it away from Aaron Duncan. Now Price with 13 seconds to go. Eric with a Euro step in the lane, short on the left-handed shot. Cunningham with a putback. And the Streaks lead by three with 4 seconds to go. Duncan on the far side squares up for a 25-footer, and it's off the mark. And the Streaks go to the locker room.
Great finish to the half.
Tremendous momentum up 26-23 after being down 8. They score 11 in a row to take a 3-point halftime lead. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff, take a look at the individual scoring as well. Galesburg 26, Dixon 23 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did the neighbors get a new car?
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
Everyone wants a new Toyota. And now that the 2019s are out, prepare to fall hard because they're beauty on wheels with inviting lines and sharp designs that pop from a mile away. Hi, I'm Brian Pendleman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. If it seems like everyone you know is driving a new Toyota, it's definitely your turn. And I promise we'll make it easier than spying on the neighbors. Come see us today. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Robert!
There's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks with a halftime lead here over the Dixon Dukes. There have been a lot of things going right for the Silver Streaks in this game here, Steve. It's been frustrating at times to look up at the clock and you don't see Dixon with a 5-point lead, a 7-point lead, an 8-point lead, when I feel like we're doing a lot of things right, especially defensively. And all of a sudden, it's an 11-0 run at the end of the second quarter. In the final 2 minutes, 40 seconds, the Streaks shut out the Dukes 11-0. They go to the locker room with a 3-point halftime lead. It turned around just that fast.
I mean, we finished in a flourish there. I mean, great, great plays. And again, there's nothing that gets you more healthy in basketball than shooting. And we made three straight three balls at absolutely the most perfect times and get on that run. And again, I don't think we can say enough what a good job we've done in the half court defensively.
Yeah.
We have made them work like mad. We've made them take off-balance shots. I mean, we've really done a good job here defensively in the half court against a really explosive offensive ball club.
You know, and here's another thing we talk about so often with the Silver Streaks, the importance of getting the ball to the inside, attacking the basket, getting into the lane. Mike Reynolds talks about, you know, getting into the black because the paint at Galesburg High School is black. So he talks about getting into the black. Well, when Dixon is settling for 14 three-point shots in the first half, here's how that has translated. Galesburg has shot 11 free throws here in the first half, and Dixon has none, and that's been a big part of the game, especially because the Streaks have knocked him down.
And I like, again, you know, they're settling for those threes
because
they're having a hard time getting to the rim. We're helping out beautifully. We're guarding the ball. Our on-ball defense is very good. And, again, that's something that we've improved greatly because in these kinds of situations early in the year, we fouled a lot. We got beat a lot.
That's
we
right.
didn't rotate over. Our opponent was making lots and lots of layups and as well as and-ones there. And we've shored that up beautifully, and it's been especially here a key tonight.
And the Silver Streaks did it with Nick Fields on the bench in foul trouble.
Picking up your teammate there in all kinds of ways, in leadership, running the offense, defensively. Super job by our guys off the bench here tonight and picking up Nick Fields.
Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. What do you have for team numbers there, partner?
And again, I know I may have a little bit of a discrepancy here. I had us 27 for the first half, which would be, 33% or so. 3 out of 9 with the three ball. And we got better there as we made 3 out of our last 4. They were 5 out of 12 in the period. 10 out of 23 for the half. Mm-hmm. They were only 2 for 9. You talked about how many threes they were taking. And, again, they're only 3 out of 15, which is one of their bread and butters. And, again, that's one of those things that comes and goes. And I think at this point in time, they're got a little bit of doubt planted and certainly are feeling a little bit of pressure going in that locker room 3 down here tonight, with especially the outstanding defense the Streaks are playing.
And again, as we mentioned, free throw shooting. Galesburg 9 out of 11 in the first half. Dixon has not shot a free throw yet. 26-23, Streaks over the Dukes. Halfway through the halftime, we'll take a break here from Geneseo, come back, look at the individual scoring, talk things over with the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. It's Galesburg by 3 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are going down by 2%. Keep your family covered with the best rates and quality around. Cloudy with a low of 20 tonight, mostly cloudy with a high of 31 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow overnight, low of 19. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of snow before noon, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 21. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of 1 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning, the WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at Geneseo High School. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leading the second-seeded Dixon Duke, streaks of the three-seed. Galesburg on top by three at the break here, 26-23. Teams out of the locker room. We'll talk with the coaching staff in a moment. Individual scoring, Bo Bailey leads Dixon with 10. Gabe Sohn has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He has six. Darian Duncan, 4 points. Peyton Lawrence with three. Leading rebounders are Sohn and Jacob Gaither, each with four. For the Silver Streaks, Keith Cunningham leads away with 9 points, six rebounds. Justin Endoff with eight, including back-to-back three-pointers to help the Streaks rally from that eight-point second-quarter deficit. Nick Fields with four, Eric Price three, Mitchell Sampson has two. Jalen McCants has not scored but does have five rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Try to catch up on some scores here, but first we're going to go down to the sideline. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Steve Cheeseman with Ryan Hart.
Back here at Geneseo High School, halftime of the regional championship game. Streaks have a 26-23 lead against Dixon. A great end of the half, Coach.
It was a very good end of the half. We got a couple shots to fall. We got a little energy. We got up and down, got every rebound, and we held them scoreless for probably the last 2-3 minutes.
Talk about the defense. It's been outstanding tonight. What's been a key?
Well, we knew the 21 could shoot deep. We knew Bo Bailey could shoot deep. We wanted to focus on them, getting them out. Now, 24 hit a couple set shots on us. We got to get a hand up on him. Other than that, we're doing a really good job defensively.
Let's get this to the house and get a championship.
Yes,
thanks,
thank
Coach.
You.
Thanks to Ryan Hart for stopping by here at halftime. As always, throughout the season here, we appreciate the coaching insights. And certainly sounds like they saw a lot of what we saw from our perch up here at Geneseo High School. Let's take a look at some scores from around the area, especially in postseason. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks lead by three at the break, 26-23. In the 4A regional title game at Pekin, the host Dragons lead Rock Island. How about this halftime score, 18-13, as Pekin has shut down the Rocks defensively. Some other games of note involving Silver Streaks opponents this season. Danville with a 32-21 lead over Bloomington in the third quarter. And Alton, under former Silver Streaks assistant coach Eric Smith, under his leadership, Alton with a halftime lead over Collinsville, 31-25. Haven't seen anything yet on the Sterling Rock Falls game or Notre Dame and Richwoods. The winner of this game to get Notre Dame or Richwoods on Wednesday night. Dixon with the ball to start the second half. Here's a dribble drive left side, spin move in the lane. Baby hook off the mark by Sohn. And there's Jalen McCants with his sixth rebound.
First 3 minutes going to be big here, Brad. Always big, but I think especially here tonight.
Nick Fields up top in the midcourt circle again. He's out there playing with two fouls. Fouls more of a problem for Dixon here tonight. Bounce pass intended by Sampson for Jalen McCants, and it's kicked by Peyton
Looked like
Lawrence.
Corey Crawford there making a save there, a little kick save.
Yeah, he went down like he had on the skates. Just underway, third quarter. Silver Streaks with their first offensive possession of the second half, leading 26-23. Sampson left side. Keith Cunningham, dribble drive. Reverse layup. Can't hit
it. Couldn't get it. Great move.
Bailey with a rebound on the weak side. Cunningham did everything right, just couldn't finish it off. Now Keith pokes it away from Sohn. Picks it up, though. Sohn with a drive. Backs off Cunningham. 15 feet away, gets it to Bailey. Catch and shoot three. Got it, and he's fouled. And he's got a chance in a four-point play as Fields got there too late, fighting through the screen. And that's a third foul of the game on Nick Fields.
And tough that ties one there. The game. Just trying to contest the shot. Got his arm extended, foul, and Bailey threw one in. A chance for a four-point play here.
Bailey can knock him down in a big hurry. When he gets hot, he can knock him down with the best of anyone, anywhere on the floor. And the free throw shooter puts the Dukes back on top, 27-26. So now three fouls on Nick Fields, three on Darian Duncan for Dixon, and three on Oscar Van Sickle, who comes off the bench. Cunningham on the right side where the volleyball lines meet. Fields in the midcourt circle with a pass fake. Now goes over to Mitchell Sampson on the left side. Quinn Anderson does not start the second half. Sampson does. Otherwise, it's the other four starters on the floor. End off, feed into the left corner to Fields. Cunningham, McCants, and Sampson. Still on the outside, soft pass by End off, nearly picked away by Bo Bailey. Collides with Ryan Hart in the front end of the Galesburg bench, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
And there we need to continue to attack on top against their zone. You got to make somebody guard you. You can't stay in between. Got to attack the gaps, the seams.
Fields with a bounce pass left side. Endoff fades to the left. Skip pass back up top, just out of the outstretched arms of Duncan. Now Sampson into the right side to McCants. Jalen still hasn't scored. He throws it right into the hands of Bailey. Live ball turnover, layup at the other end. He's got all six for Dixon and all the points here in the second half so far. Dixon back on top by three. He's had two runouts on live ball turnovers by the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's got to take better care of the ball. Feeds it in to Jalen McCants. Draws a double team. Blocked hard by Alec Failey, but a foul called. His second. And Jalen will go to the free throw line shooting two, looking for his first points of the night.
Outstanding pass there by Keith Cunningham. He looked away, fired it inside. That's what you have to use. You have to use what I call look fakes as well as pass fakes. And he looked off of the receiver there and then got it inside to him.
Jalen can't hit the first free throw. Again, still looking for his first points of the night. McCants coming in, averaging nearly 14 and a half a game. Exactly 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second one up, and softly off the back of the rim, and just deadens itself and drops through. First points of the second half of the Streaks. Jalen gets a breather. Eric Price back into the game. Streak scored the final 11 of the first half. Dixon scores the first six of the third quarter. And the Dukes lead by two. And the 17th all-time meeting between these two. But only the third time ever in the postseason. Last time in 2010 when the Streaks won by 29. 76-47. You might remember that game.
Yes, I do.
Quick pull-up jumper by Bailey on the left side. Good defense by Nick Fields. Air ball. End off of the rebound. Here's Mitchell at the other end. Dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Just a tough break there, coming in from the left side. Got the ball a little bit too tight, and off, or instead of on his side, he was in front and went right off his front foot.
Darian Duncan will walk it across midcourt for the Dukes. Streaks sag back in their half-court man defense, under 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Two-point Dixon lead. On the right side, Jacob Gaither, the freshman. Cut off by Price at the top of the arc. Now gets it back behind into Duncan, who backs up near half-court. Duncan with a right-hand dribble. Sampson trying to cut him off that direction. Now back to Gaither on the wing. Picks up his dribble once on the left side. Back up top it goes to Sohn. Streaks don't let him get off the three this time. Dribbles inside the arc, hands off to Bailey. Works his way right side and pulls it up at the top of the arc and knocks it down. And he's red hot. 9 in the quarter now. 19 for the game. Dixon back on top by 5, 32-27.
And when you're the all-time leading scorer, you know, it's not surprising when you can go on a run like this and take over the game right now.
Kid can create a shot. Here's Eric Price, just off the left elbow. Streaks looking over that flattened 1-2-2 zone. Now Eric Price with it up top. Works his way, cut off. Now steps right, shoots a three off the back rim. Dixon doesn't mind that shot. Sohn with a rebound.
And right now we're just flat-footed on the offensive end. We have not had a chance to get a run out. And in the offensive end, we're not getting the ball moved. We're just sort of stagnant.
Two turnovers, two missed shots. Duncan in the lane, spins, kicks it out. Three by Lawrence, off the rim. Rebound Keith Cunningham. He's got 7 to lead the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to get it up to the front court. Dixon gets back defensively. Right side, quick three, end off. in and out. Rebound Mitchell Sampson on the baseline. Now he's trapped by three players. Gets it to Cunningham and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. He wants a 30-second timeout.
And there we were in a situation where we were in a runout from a defensive rebound. We got the ball up the floor in a timely fashion in that scramble mode when you have numbers and a defense is trying to come back and match up. We found Justin Inhofe, missed the shot, but got the offensive rebound there as they can't cover up and check out, and that led to this opportunity there. So we've got to continue to play great defense on the other end, get rebounds off of missed shots, and then look to get runouts. That's where we've had our most success tonight on the offensive end. We've had a lot of difficulty against their half court, flat and 1-2-2.
Streaks have been outscored here 9-1 in the third quarter, all 9 points for Bo Bailey. The only Silver Streak point, a free throw by Jalen McCants, otherwise 0-for-3 from the field. And coming out of that 30-second Galesburg timeout with 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. Keith in the lane to the left side, up and in. Knifed between two defenders and was quick with a jumper up with the right hand from the left side. And that pulls the Streaks within three now, 32-29.
Keith's been very good here tonight. He's created a lot of things, done a lot of stuff good.
Uh-oh, fourth foul now on Nick Fields. Bailey was going one-on-one out high, and he was doing everything he could to initiate contact with Nick Fields. He brought the ball down low. Nick went for it, and he reached in and got him on the arm, and he's going to go to the bench with 3:43 to go in the third quarter with four fouls. And we saw what an impact, a negative impact, that's had on the Streaks against Quincy last Friday night when Nick went to the bench with foul trouble. Up top, Bailey with it, working against Mitchell Sampson now. On the right wing, good defense by Mitchell, doesn't let him get off the quick shot. Sewn up top at the top of the arc. Dribbles right, picks it up. Now to the outside it goes to the freshman Gaither, trying to go around.
Great pass.
And leaves it off to the right side. Peyton Lawrence with a lay-in. Dribble drive on the left side.
Beautifully, and a nice dish off.
34-29, Duke's back on top by five. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Skip pass to the weak side, Keith Cunningham. Streaks have been playing from behind most of the night. Here's Eric, dribble drive, in the free throw line, leaves it off underneath. McCants puts it up and in for his first basket.
Able to secure the ball, Jalen, and he's so good around the basket.
Now from up top, it looked like that ball might have gotten deflected. I don't know, maybe Eric did pass it to Jalen. Either way,
I thought
the
it got deflected, too. We were fortunate there.
Three-point Dixon Lee, up top, Sohn. Justin goes under the screen, and that leaves Lawrence open for the three-pointer. 37-31, Dixon. He's got five in the quarter.
And that three ball was deep there.
Eight for the game for Peyton Lawrence. And the Dukes back on top by six now.
We've got to try to weather this storm here.
Cunningham picks up his dribble. Right side end off on the wing. Draws a trap, skips it back up top to Price. In the lane, Euro step, left-hand shot. Won't go down. And a scramble for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gaither. Streaks fortunate to get it back here. Eric Price takes that big, long stride, what we call the Euro step. And it looks a lot like traveling, and slow to get up is the Streaks sophomore, and Mike Reynolds out to check him out.
Seemed like he fell a little bit on the back of his head.
Yep, he's holding the back of his head. And he comes to the bench looking a little woozy. Mike Reynolds got him out quickly. So Quinn Anderson into the game to replace him, joining Cunningham, McCants, Sampson, and Endoff. Now they're going to have to wipe things up off the floor here. I want to thank again one of our sponsors here on Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, providing our transportation all season long everywhere we go. Tonight traveling in a 2017 Nissan Rogue and a number of fantastic add-ons, really smooth ride in what they call the Caspian Blue color. Just over 26,000 miles. Streaks on the inbound. End off, dribble drive, nice between two defenders, in from the left side with a layup.
Key basket by Justin, and he's done that all year.
Nobody came over to cut him off.
Some real key spots. We needed one there.
10 in the game for Justin Endoff. Approaching the two-minute mark of the third quarter, Streaks down four. Up top, Gaither working to his right side, and an illegal screen set again called against Dixon. This one will be against Alec Faley, his third. Only the first second-half turnover on Dixon, their ninth of the game.
Yeah, and again, those illegal screens, moving elbows, swaying a little bit, not being set. Again, a point of emphasis, and they get another foul.
Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan. Check out the 2017 Nissan Rogue, part of the certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg down 4, 37-33 with the ball, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Pressure in the backcourt, Cunningham, Sampson, and Anderson. Now Keith with it, Trapp coming on the far side. Keith dribbles up court, trapped on the sideline, deflected pass back out to Sampson. Mitchell in the lane to Quinn, and he gets fouled from the backside. Looked like Anderson juggled the ball a little bit, and a quick reach-in foul called. Is that against Faley again? It is. Scoreboard showing him with just three. I had him with three already, so that is his third. And the third team foul on Dixon here in the second half. On the inbound to Cunningham. Jump stop in the lane. Step back a little bit short. And the rebound deflected off of McCants to Jacob Gaither. Quick step move by Cunningham, but he couldn't finish it off in the lane. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Gaither up over Endoff and a late whistle. Oh, they're going to call that one on Aaron Duncan, I think, as he pushed off on Keith Cunningham under the lane, battling for defensive position on the rebound. And that's the first of the game on Aaron Duncan. So they got the miss on Gaither, and then the foul going for the rebound. Streaks getting some breaks here. They need to take advantage of it, down four with 80 seconds to go, third quarter. The trap. Sampson skip pass right side to Cunningham. Cunningham up top to Quinn Anderson. Now Mitchell with it at the volleyball line. Backs his way up into the midcourt circle. Down a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 37-33. Another defensive struggle here tonight between these two teams. Quinn found an opening, puts it up off the glass, and another miss by the Streaks from the rebound, Aaron Duncan. Streaks are getting some penetration, not the highest percentage shots. Here's a dribble drive by Duncan, and Quinn draws the foul. He was sliding, trying to draw the charge. That was an easy call for the official.
And Duncan saw that he had an isolation there,
yep,
with an open side, and tried to get to the rim there, and Quinn looked to try to pick up a charge, but it was clearly a block there.
Second of the game on Anderson. And the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. 37-33, Dixon under a minute to go, third quarter. Bailey on the inbound to the right side. Sohn with it on the wing, guarded by Jalen McCants. Now pulls it back up top.
And Sampson's done a great job here on Bailey since Nick left the game here, and he's been quiet here since he went on that run.
Yep, hasn't taken
this
a shot.
This is a rampage, Brad.
Up top, this is Peyton Lawrence with it. He's knocked down a couple of shots in the absence of Bailey scoring. Now he does a crossover dribble down the lane, gets around McCants, missed the shot. Keith got the rebound. Cunningham with the outlet to Endoff. Quickly puts it up. Rebound put back in by Jalen McCants. Endoff got there, was too quick, wasn't settled. But Jalen with the offensive rebound put back. Streaks within two now, 37-35. Bailey up top with 16 seconds to go. Trying to shake Sampson, gets the pass away. Now back into the midcourt circle to Sohn with 11 to go. Sohn to Darian Duncan with 8 to go. Duncan on the right-hand dribble down to 6 seconds at the volleyball line. Works his way to the right. Gets around to Anderson. High off the glass, in and out. Rebound put back on the weak side, Duncan. And that's the end of the third quarter. 39-35, Dixon after 3. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Everyone remembers their first time. It's a momentous occasion. The first time you stepped up to the McDonald's counter and uttered the words, "I'll take a Big Mac." Your life changes forever, and it's about to feel like the first time all over again because the Big Mac just got bacon. As if your mouth didn't water enough at the thought of two 100% pure beef patties, pickles, crisp lettuce, onions, American cheese, and Big Mac sauce all sandwiched between a sesame seed bun. Now there's three pieces of crispy applewood smoked bacon, too. The Bacon Big Mac for a limited time at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Get a number 525, an LG 55-inch 4K Ultra Smart TV from Lindstrom's TV and Appliance.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 23rd on WGIL.
Three quarters gone in the 3A Regional Championship at Geneseo. Galesburg trailing Dixon heading to the fourth quarter. Here's a three by Endoff from the corner for three. And the Streaks pull within one at 39-38.
Big basket there. Justin's been outstanding all night. Coming through when we really need it.
Yep, got off to a slow start. Missed his first four three balls of the night. But he's now made three of his last five. Galesburg down one. Dixon with the ball early fourth quarter. They go down low to Aaron Duncan. Posts up on McCants, and he couldn't miss it, couldn't finish off the shot. And a good seal out by Jalen to get the rebound. Jalen down the lane, leaves it into the right corner. Reversal. Anderson for the lead. Yes! Quinn Anderson's first basket of the game.
Another great start to a period.
Streaks on top, 41-39 on the good ball movement coming out of the defensive miss at the other end. 41-39 Galesburg. Bailey trying to shake McCants, goes all the way to the baseline with a reverse layup. And Jalen got there too late, gets called for a push-off down low at the end of the play. Bailey didn't make the shot. He'll go to the line shooting two. Just the first foul of the game on Jalen McCants. And I got to tell you, Steve, I was watching very closely. Jalen going down the lane where he's drawn fouls in the past, but he passed it away and sidestepped the defender, and that allowed the pass out to Mitchell to swing it around to Quinn.
And the defense has to collapse on him, so it leaves wings wide open.
Bailey with a free throw, good. 10.5, 20 for the game for the all-time leading scorer for Dixon. He pulls the Dukes within one at 41-40. 6:55 to play in this 3A title game at Geneseo. You better believe Bailey will put this team on his shoulders here in the fourth quarter if he needs to. He knocks down the second free throw. It's tied at 41, and he has 21 in the game. And the official comes over to the scoring table to clarify something. Mike Reynolds wants an explanation. Doesn't seem to be any dispute going on here. Streaks with the ball in a tie ball game, 6:50 to play. Keith Cunningham into the front court on the far side. Dixon does not trap. He passes it into the midcourt circle to Anderson. Sampson, Endoff, McCants, Cunningham, and Quinn Anderson with the ball right here up top. It's Jalen McCants. Jalen's been held quiet offensively. Drives down the lane, gets in, and gets called for traveling. Boy, that's a tough call. Jalen just got between a couple of defenders on the far side with the dribble, and he got called. I think that long
took
stride.
Took a jump stop, and I didn't see anything there, but the official was...
I think those long legs that he's got can be a little deceiving from the eye test. So Dixon with the ball, 6.5 minutes to play in the tie ball game at 41. Dixon looking for its third regional championship in the last 6 years. Streaks haven't won one since 2013. They go for the reversal. Dixon throws it away. They trap. They jump the passer. Jalen drives. Left corner. Endoff settles for three. Jalen with a rebound. Goes up for it. Gets fouled. And the ball goes through.
Big time offensive rebound and put back there.
Jalen with 7.5. He had 5 rebounds at the break. He's got 9 for the game now. Streaks back on top, 43-41. And the second foul of the game on Aaron Duncan gives Jalen McCants a 3-point play possibility. 6:10 to play in the game. Galesburg up 2. And still 2 as he misses the free throw. And the ball back to Galesburg as Mitchell Sampson reached in, got a hand on the rebound, and he just reached out, poked it off a Dixon player out of bounds, and what a great play by Mitchell.
And our kids are selling out. They're trying to do everything possible. They're without question leaving it out on the floor here. We've got a little bit of a zip in our step, and we're beating Dixon to the ball whenever it is available.
How often has Mike Reynolds talked about end-of-season games? And the Streaks just couldn't make a play when they needed to, and now Mike calls a timeout as the Streaks struggled to get it inbounds, and he wanted to avoid the 5-second call. So he uses his second timeout, a 30-second timeout, to get his team settled here and set up an inbound play with 6:08 to go in the game of a 2-point Galesburg lead.
And again, you know, we have a number of inbounds plays here, and they're very good. He's just going to redraw something here, and I think emphasize or talk about and reinforce the points of emphasis on the screens, the rolls. They have to be crisp, and they certainly have to be timed right. Can't leave early. You can't have people leaving at different times here. And our inbounder has to make sure he knows the options and his reads and execute it here just simply to get the ball inbound.
Streaks have scored 8 of the first 10 here in the fourth quarter to regain the lead by 2 after they fell behind by 6 in the third quarter. Trying to extend the lead here on the inbound play. Anderson for the right of his basket. Lobs it up top. Cunningham goes out for it with Mitchell Sampson. Again, Nick Fields still on the bench with those 4 fouls. But the Streaks with a 2-point lead. Anderson, Jalen McCants trying to work against that zone. Right corner, it goes to Endoff. Ball fake, drives, makes contact as he dribbles inside the arc. We're going to have a blocking. Nope, a charge called on Justin. I didn't see the official signal it. But that's the 10th Galesburg turnover and the first foul of the game on Endoff. Back in, Gabe Sohn for Dixon. Duncan sits out. And here comes Nick Fields back in, replacing Quinn Anderson. So 5:54 to go in the game. Nick Fields back in for the first action since the 3:43 mark of the fourth quarter. And he's going to guard the ball handler, Darian Duncan. Will Duncan recognize it? He leaves it off up top, and it goes into the hands of Gabe Sohn. Reversal right back to the right side to Oscar Van Sickle. Down the left side of the lane, ball loose on the floor. Streaks knocked it loose. Sampson goes down for it, and it's a tie-up as Dixon gets in there, and the Dukes will hang on to it.
But at least we get the arrow move.
That's right.
And great hands there in anticipation by Nick Fields again to get the ball shook loose.
So players on the floor. They'll have to wipe up some of the body moisture that's now on the floor over there. So a brief moment of play for everyone to catch their breaths here.
And you've got two teams here, Brad, that are selling out in all ways here, competing as hard as you can compete here for a regional championship.
Checking some scores here on the IHSA website. Steve, you were still down on the floor when we talked about the 4A regional championship at Pekin. Rock Island only scored 13 points in the first half, and they trailed Pekin 18-13 at the break. Bloomington has now rallied back. They lead Danville by 5 with 3 minutes to go in that game. And the Rocks have crawled back. They now lead Pekin by a point with 5.5 minutes to go. Bailey with a pull-up jumper from the right side, and he knocked it down.
Big time degree of difficulty on that one.
Got around his man on the screen. Streaks tried to fight through it. Dixon back on top, 44-43. Bailey is 4 out of 5 from the field here in the second half.
And he has 24 for the game.
14 in the second half. 14 of Dixon's 18 points. Sorry, 14 of Dixon's 21 points. Cunningham up top. Streaks trying to solve this zone on this possession. Here's Endoff driving baseline. Reverse layup, got it!
Big time by Justin. Again, penetrate the gaps. Outstanding shot by Justin Endoff there.
45-44, back and forth we go. Bailey trying to dribble drive on Sampson. Fades to the left, leaves it off into the hands of the freshman Gaither. Back to the right side it goes, Oscar Van Sickle. Now up top, Darian Duncan. Darian Duncan on the dribble with 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Galesburg by 1. Duncan goes right at Nick Fields, and he's going to get the push foul called on Nick, and he's out of the game. Well, that's the smart move by a senior to take it right at the guy who's playing out there with 5 fouls. And Nick fouls out of the game with 4 points. The good news here for the Silver Streaks, they played pretty well without him. They don't want to play without him, but they did play well without him, and they'll have to play without him for the final 4:26 here in the fourth quarter.
And again, when he's been on the floor, he is a difference maker. Now it's somebody else's job to pick him up here. And when he's been out, as you said, Brad, we've had people pick him up. Mitchell Sampson, Justin Endoff. And again, Duncan saw, you know, that's his strength, and going to the rim there against Nick, trying to force the issue, and he got the foul.
Darian Duncan on the season, just 61% from the free throw line, but he knocks down both free throws. Dixon regains the lead, 46-45. Those are Duncan's first points since the first quarter. Cunningham, Anderson, Sampson, McCants, and Endoff for the Silver Streaks. Quinn out high, trying to call Cunningham out. Pass left side, it goes instead of the screen. Mitchell with it now. Sampson back up top to Quinn. Halfway through quarter number 4, the 3A regional at Geneseo. Dixon with a 1-point lead, streaks with the ball. Cunningham, left corner. Anderson, open look, 3. Airballed. Weak side rebound, scramble. Endoff, up with the basket. That won't go. He threw it over the rim. And Peyton Lawrence with a weak side rebound. Quickly into the front court. Duncan with a layup. Streaks did not get back in transition. They got the secondary break, and Galesburg did not get back. Duncan with the last 4. Dixon by 3, 48-45.
Got to have a good possession here. Continue attack. Stay under control.
And don't settle for 3s.
No. I mean, just keep staying in the moment and keep the game plan. Keep working it.
3.5 minutes to go. Cunningham. Head and shoulder fake from outside. Here's Endoff. He's going to drive baseline again. He gets pushed out with a blocking foul called on Oscar Van Sickle. Came over to cut off the baseline, but he got there too late. Bumped Justin out of bounds. And that is the 16th foul on Dixon. Streaks will inbound. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way on the next team foul with 3:22 to go.
And Justin getting to the baseline there, and from the baseline, when you beat somebody there, you have lots of different opportunities and options, and you know, he got another foul there.
Van Sickle with four fouls sits down. Alec Failey back into the game on the inbound in a hole. Turnaround jumper. Cunningham off the front of the rim. Got a good little step back look at it from 10 feet away. Jacob Gaither with a rebound. First shot of the fourth quarter for Cunningham came up short. Eric Price going to check back in for the Streaks. At the next dead balls, we approach 3 minutes to play. Dixon with a three-point lead. Bailey on the right side. Tries to work around the screen. Sampson fights through it. Bailey shoots off the mark. And McCants locks onto the rebound. And Failey came over, got a harm, tied him up. And that's the fourth foul of the game on Failey. And we're going to walk it to the other end. Jalen's going to shoot a one-and-one here.
And continuing, you know, to chirp with the official there. And he's fortunate he didn't get a technical foul there.
Eric Price back into the game. Mitchell Sampson's going to get a breather here.
Mitchell's done a superb job defensively here on Bailey. And just executing his role, chipping in with all those little things that make a difference for a ball club.
How often have we said it? It's going to come down to free throw shooting, playing a big part in this game. Here's Jalen for a 1-1. Up and in.
Looks real good there, and nothing but net.
Two out of four from the line. Galesburg down two, 48-46. McCants with three in the quarter, eight for the game, all in the second half, and 10 rebounds. 2:56 to play. Streaks down two. Second one by McCants. Up and in. 48-47. Dixon by one now. Dukes with three timeouts remaining. Silver Streaks with two. Into the front court, Darian Duncan. He's played this entire second half without picking up his fourth foul. He got into foul trouble in the first half. On the left side, Jacob Gaither. Cut off, kicks it back into the reversal. Duncan in the corner. Dribble drive left to right. Floater in the lane, rolls off. Keith Cunningham with his ninth rebound. Streaks trying to regain the lead here. And a steal, and Dixon comes up with it, falling out of bounds. Duncan down the lane, right at Cunningham with the basket. Again a transition bucket as Galesburg turns it over, and the Dukes beat him down court for a three-point lead.
Again, that's where Duncan's the best, when he has space and he can get to the rim. And out of that turnover there, live ball turnover, he's going to be able to have the space to get to the rim, and he did.
He's got their last six. Streaks had a chance to regain the lead. Instead, they're down three again. 2 minutes to go in the game here at Geneseo.
Everything's going to be critical here now.
Cunningham, ball fake for the skip pass. Had Price running baseline, but they couldn't find it. Now Anderson, high post, left corner. Price steps right, shoots the three. In and out. Rebound. McCants got a hand on the rebound, and it's out of bounds off of him and back to the Dukes. Mitchell back into the game. Anderson will get a breather. And Mike Reynolds calls a timeout here.
And a good timeout here. Good timeout here with the amount that he has left to steady ourselves, review our objectives, talk about the scenarios here, and gather everything here for a big-time finish.
Minute 46 to go. Last check in the 3A regional final at Freeport. Rock Falls and Sterling were locked up in a 32-point game. Still don't see anything on Peoria, Notre Dame, and Richwood. And nothing on the Manuel Metamora game. So those are your four regional games that feed into the Bradley sectional next Tuesday and Wednesday night, including the outcome of this game here, the winner tonight to get the winner of the Notre Dame-Richwoods game. Minute 46 to play. Dixon with the ball and a 50-47 lead. I'm assuming we're going to see the full court press coming out of this, Steve. What do you think?
It's possible here, but I think a lot of this is just to reset things here and again, remain confident, remain calm. You know, there's certainly a sense of urgency here, but it's not a drastic sense of urgency here. It's a one-possession game. We just need to dig in here and get a stop here. And we are going to pick up here.
Yeah.
In our 1-2-2, look to get a trap here.
Four Silver Streaks are going into the front court to defend, and Jalen McCants was ready to play full court. He looked around his teammates.
Trap this first inbounds, plays hard.
They get it into Duncan, wide open under the Streaks basket. Here comes the trap between Cunningham and McCants. They trap him. And he stepped out. No, he got called for traveling. Streaks defended him right on the sideline, and he stutter-stepped, apparently. That's their first turnover of the fourth quarter. So the trap works, a minute 42 to go in the game. And Galesburg with the ball down three. Back in, Alec Failey. His four fouls, replacing Oscar Van Sickle in his four fouls. Front of the Galesburg bench, Sampson into Justin Endoff. along with Price, McCants, and Cunningham. Price has it now on the right side. He and Mitchell out high. Down to a minute and a half to go in the game.
Here. Run your zone offense.
Cunningham and McCants come out high to set screens. Feed it into the zone. Kick out right corner. Now Eric drives baseline. Draws a trap. Throws it to the outside. Offensive foul called as Peyton Lawrence got down there to try to draw the charge. And he does. And Eric is slow to get up again. And he's woozy. Streaks have been called for two charges here in the fourth quarter. First of the game on Eric. 12th Galesburg turnover.
Let's get another trap here.
And now Dixon calls a full timeout. And a minute 22 to go in the game and a 50-47 Dixon lead. The Dukes call timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that you can get free income tax assistance from Monmouth College. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is available 3 days a week, most weeks through the April 15th deadline. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
Dinner at 5:23, a Melissa and Doug Lifelife plush calf and $50 gift certificate from Mother Goosebumps.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 23rd on WGIL.
Minute 22 left, fourth quarter. Galesburg down to Dixon, 50-47. Dukes with the ball. Streaks have turned the ball over three of their last four possessions, including two charging fouls. But they forced Dixon on a turnover on the last possession. Here comes a trap on Bailey. Dribbles into the corner and nearly thrown away, but Gaither comes up for it, and now they have numbers into the front court. Passing up to three, Lawrence into the corner, and they pull it back out, and that's a smart decision. Galesburg wouldn't have minded if he put up the quick shot out of rhythm. Price goes for the steal on Duncan out high. Now gets it to the right side to Jacob Gaither. Next foul has Dixon at the free throw line. We've got a minute to go. And a foul on the Silver Streaks on a little quick little reach in.
And I would have thought
had
there,
to stop
Brad,
the clock there,
that they would have tried to get Bailey circled around and get to the ball. You'd want the ball in his hands there to shoot fouls. But you can't always do that. But there was no attempt there by Bailey to get out front there to get the basketball.
So they'll put Jacob Gaither at the line for a 1-1. Gaither on the season, just under 74%. He's a freshman, has been there 38 times all season, and the first one is up and in. And he looked more like a senior as calmly as he knocked down that first one.
He makes it a two-possession game just for that free throw.
51-47, his first point of the night. Exactly a minute to play here in the 3A regional championship. Second one up and in, and it's a five-point Dixon lead. 52-47. Silver Streaks have never lost to Dixon in the postseason.
And we got to go here now.
Dukes lead by five with 50 seconds to go. Long three, end off the front of the rim. Long rebound out to McCants. Goes out to the corner, skips it back up top to end off. And poked away from the backside, and Bailey creates a turnover. They just call a technical foul on Mike Reynolds. The officials are going to come over and talk. He was right in front of Mike Reynolds on the sideline. That's a technical foul on Mike Reynolds with 40 seconds to go in the game. Bo Bailey from the backside of Justin Endoff reached in, poked it away. Mike can't believe they didn't call a foul.
And that's pretty Bush League as far as I'm concerned with the official whistling for a technical foul there.
There's quite a discussion going on down here. Steve Hawkins, Ryan Hart trying to get Mike out of there. Keith Cunningham reaches over and pats Coach Reynolds on the chest. And the Streaks do get a timeout here, 40 seconds to go. So the Streaks' fourth turnover in their last five possessions. And now a technical foul on Mike Reynolds with 40 seconds to go and Dixon leading by five.
And again, our inability there to take care of the basketball has led us, you know, to a hole that we're in now that we can get out of, but we've got to really have some big-time breaks and some big-time plays. But, you know, going back to that technical foul call there in front of our bench with under a minute there. That's a tough, tough, tough thing to do by an official there in terms of that situation. Not something I like in any way, shape, or form when there's nothing happening there that's demonstrative or showing the official up there. Disagree with that. That's where the official is getting in the way of the game as far as I'm concerned, and I don't usually say those kinds of things.
So this could all but finish the game here for Dixon, leading by five, and Bo Bailey at the free throw line. And he's very good. And he knocks down the first one. Bo Bailey, the all-time leading scorer in Dixon High School history, 76% from the free throw line on the season, knocks down both, 5 for 5 in the game. He's got 166 free throw attempts on the season. The lead
and
is
7. It's a three-possession game here. They have the basketball.
And they have the ball, yep.
Some kind of steal, an attempt to get it right now, and then if not, we got a foul and hope for the best.
They get it to Bailey on the inbound. Mitchell Sampson guarding him. Now he passes it away to Gaither. How quickly will the streak steal? Cunningham pokes the ball away, but he's called for a reach-in foul. His third, that'll put Gaither back at the free throw line where he just made two a moment ago. Even if he makes them both, it's still a three-possession game, and now down to 34 seconds to go. Well, this has all the makings of a real sour ending for the Silver Streaks with 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter, 4 in their last 5 possessions. Mike Reynolds has talked so often about being tough down the stretch, taking care of the ball. And it hasn't happened here tonight. Makes the first one, 55-47. Remember, Dixon starts 5 seniors. They've been working their way up to this level for many years, and they got a regional championship last year, maybe in a year earlier than they anticipated. Going into the postseason with a 500 record, they lead by 9 here. Streaks roll the ball inbound. Anderson over to Justin Endoff. Drives to the baseline. Floats it up with the right hand. Rebound put back. That won't go by Cunningham. Justin gets it. Steps in the lane. Gets fouled, but the shot won't go down. But the clock stops. That took 10 seconds off the clock, and Endoff will shoot 2 free throws. And Oscar Van Sickle is fouled out of the game. He does not score. So the Streaks got 3 more looks at it.
And the good news here is at least, you know, we're shooting free throws here with a dead ball here and having the opportunity to put points on the board with no time running off the clock here. Got to have both these here.
Justin Endoff, 13 points in the game. Shooting 2 free throws here. He had 8
Justin's
in the first half.
Justin's played his heart out here tonight and made a lot of key plays and a lot of key baskets.
Did I say 13? I meant 15. 2 free throws here with 24 seconds to go. First one up and in. Gotta have him if you're going to pull off any kind of a miracle comeback. Down 8 here, 56-48.
Got to look hard here with our full court press here. Try to get a steal off the inbounds, if not a trap and a steal, and then a foul. We can't let time escape, but we've got to pull out all the stops here in terms of taking chances to try to get a steal that leads to an easy basket, and then right back at it again.
Second one up, in and out. And Aaron Duncan up for the rebound, and he gets fouled right away. So we'll walk it to the other end. This will be the last. Nope, the Streaks have put him in the double bonus now. Forgot about the technical foul. Adding to the foul total for the Silver Streaks. So that's number 4 on the game on Keith Cunningham. The last 2 coming just to stop the clock. And let's see if they fouled the right guy here. Aaron Duncan, under 50% on the season. 14 for 30 on the year, 47%. First one up and off the mark. Streaks down 8 with 22.4 seconds remaining. And now a 30-second timeout by Dixon. The Dukes have 1 remaining.
You know, this is a situation, Brad, here, and we've talked about it. A veteran ball club like Dixon was able to make plays here down the stretch.
Yep.
And we weren't able to, and again, we shot ourselves in the foot with those turnovers, and those turnovers led to excellent offensive opportunities for Dixon that they were able to capitalize off of. Not only get steals, take our possessions away, but score points off of those. And that's one of modern-day basketball's best statistics, and that's points off of turnovers. And they were able to score those here down the stretch to get that lead that they have that's given them breathing room, and it looks like we'll lead them to being the regional champion.
Congratulations to former Silver Streak head coach or assistant coach Eric Smith. His Alton Redbirds regional champions down at Collinsville over the Kahawks 58-48, and Danville rallied back to defeat Bloomington 66-64. Duncan misses the second. Jalen McCants with the rebound. Streaks down eight with the ball. They need points quickly. Quinn Anderson to the right of the arc. Down the lane. McCants, good feed. Up and in. Streaks are out of timeouts. They'll have to go for the steal or the foul quickly. And they trap Bailey on the baseline and foul him. But down to 11 seconds to go. And a six-point Galesburg deficit. And they're putting their best free throw shooter and the guy who can lock down a game quickly at the free throw line, where he hasn't missed tonight, and he gets two free throws here.
And he's a superior offensive talent with his ability to create his own shot and make jump shots off the bounce and off the move and with a man all over you. He's a very, very good shooter under duress. And he's got 26 and looking to add more here.
16 in the second half, 26 for the game. First one's off the front of the rim. Again, Streaks without timeouts. Galesburg got Keith Cunningham on the bench, so as not to lose him, as he's picked up four fouls. Again, a couple of those just to stop the clock. Bailey missed the second one. McCants with the rebound. The Streaks still have a glimmer of hope. Quinn Anderson, pull-up jumper, high post off the back rim, and the rebound by Dixon, and now they can just run out the clock. Duncan goes in for the dunk. It's waved off. He dunked it, but it's waved off. And Dixon has a regional championship, 56-50, over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg ends the season 18-13. Dixon moves on 23-7. As a student section comes out and mobs their classmates, as Galesburg patiently awaits for the handshake line. 56-50 the final. The streak season ends at 18-13, and our post-game show comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then
airball.
That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Kratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL, reminding you that the Knox County Lady Extreme softball team will host a trivia night. It'll be Saturday, March 2nd at Cedar Creek Hall, with doors opening at 6 p.m. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are going down by 2%. Keep your family covered with the best rates and quality around. Cloudy with a low of 20 tonight, mostly cloudy with a high of 31 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow overnight, low of 19. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of snow before noon, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 21. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of 1 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall in the Class 3A Regional Championship at Geneseo, falling to the second-seeded Dixon Dukes as they advance with a 56-50 win and celebrate out on the court with the regional trophy.
And they're enjoying themselves, and rightfully so, to the victor, to the spoils. The victor go to spoils without question here.
Silver Streaks, meanwhile, end their season 18-13. And boy, how many times have we talked about it, Steve Cheeseman, these last few years? So many times the Silver Streaks have had as good a chance as anybody, as we've talked about. But, you know, when everything is so even among so many teams, it doesn't make you feel any better when you know you were right there. But gosh darn it, just couldn't take care of the ball again down the stretch.
Down the stretch, and taking care of the ball was the thing that separated the two clubs. You know, we had struggled with that from time to time throughout the year. Shorted up some. But here when it was big time on the line, we just weren't able to do the things we needed to with the ball. And the veteran ball club that they are, they took advantage of it, especially with those live ball turnovers, and scored points off of them enough to make the difference here in the game tonight.
Bo Bailey led the way for Dixon again.
He's a big-time offensive player, no question about it.
Yep, he's a lightning-quick shooter and scorer, finished with 26 here tonight. And his senior season will continue. They'll play in the Peoria sectional next week as they win the regional championship for the second consecutive year. They got a big upset over top seed Rock Falls last year, but they came in as a favorite here, and they will move on against the winner of Peoria Notre Dame and Peoria Richwoods. That game being played at Macomb tonight. So we're going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds for one final time here in the post game. Rock Falls does advance. They held off Sterling 64-61. So the top two seeds out of this sub-sectional have both moved on to Peoria next week. And one of the top teams in the state, Springfield Southeast, also a winner tonight. Is trying to keep an eye on Class 4A. And IHSA has an update of that Rock Island Pekin score. And since the last time we
checked. There's your dark horse, the one that's overachieved. There's always a surprise in the tournament. And certainly Pekin is that surprise in our region and in 4A here in Central Illinois.
Yeah, like 45 minutes ago, there was 5.5 minutes to play in the game with Rocky up by one. Remember, they only scored 13 points in the first half. The IHSA still hasn't updated that one. So not sure how Rock Island did. They are the only Western Big 16 that has a chance to win a regional after the Streaks fall here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at our post-game statistics, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. 56-50 Dixon. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show. We'll have Sean McFate on the new rules of war. Victory in the age of durable disorder.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I'd like to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. What will be the final time this season as Galesburg falls to Dixon here in the 3A Regional Championship. 56-50. And Steve, as we were talking off air here, it's Tough to find a crunch time player of the game when it's back and forth in the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game. It's a two-point game. It's a three-point game. It's back to a one-point game. And I mean, this game was as exciting as it could be, as tight as it could be, up until about the final 2.5 minutes of the game, and then the Streaks couldn't handle the ball, turned it over 1, 2, 3, 4, their last five possessions. That makes it tough to find a Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, but we've got one.
Yeah, and again, I go back to, with that being said, which is a big that being said, some key shots throughout the game and into the fourth quarter that got us when we seemed like we were back on our heels and against the ropes a little bit. If this kid made some key shots, made an interception of a pass, and it got us right back to where we needed to be, to where we were, you know, in the ball game, and it could go either way, and that would be Justin Endoff. And he played his heart out here, as did the entire ball club. The entire ball club here. They left it all out on the floor. We just couldn't get it done. But Justin played his final game here as a senior, Silver Streak, and did a great job and can hold his head high. And he's our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game here in our last game of the season. So Justin Endoff, congratulations to him for the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game here in the regional championship game at Geneseo.
Turns out he actually led the Streaks in scoring here tonight, 16 points. And I guess on that note, we can sort of transition into our post-game statistics here, I guess. Good a time as any to do them, as we'll catch a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds in a moment. Our post-game numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Shooting-wise, Silver Streaks were 16 out of 50 for 32%. And again, you know, tough situation here in terms of that zone that they played against us. We were able to score when we were in transition, but in terms of getting much against the zone, we had troubles with it, like most ball clubs have all season long. They play a very good half-court zone. So again, 16 out of 50 for 32%. We were 5 out of 17 for 29%, although we made a number of big-time three balls, and we made a couple of them throughout the game consecutively to really, you know, ignite us in those situations. On the other end, Dixon was 18 out of 40 for 45%. And again, Bailey, just an outstanding shooter, and being able to create a shot and go on runs where he had at one point in time 9 straight points in the ball game.
Yep.
They were 6 out of 21 for 28% with a three ball. We again out-rebounded the Dukes on the glass. We had 32 to their 24. We committed 13 turnovers to their 11. But the real story is those 5 turnovers in the fourth period down the stretch with the last 4 possessions really causing us problems, and them scoring points off of it to win the ball game, basically.
Free throw shooting, Dixon finished 11 of 15. They made their first 11 free throws. They didn't miss until those last 4, by which time really didn't matter. Silver Streaks were 13 out of 18 from the free throw line. Bo Bailey led the way with 26. Darian Duncan finished with 10. And, you know, again, credit to him. He played the whole second half without ever picking up his 4th foul.
And they did a good job of playing with fouls, and that cannot be overstated, that they did a great job playing with fouls, because they were in big-time trouble there early with foul trouble, and I think they were having a hard time adjusting to the physicality of the game and to the officiating.
Peyton Lawrence finished with 8 for Dixon, Gabe Sohn 6, Jacob Gaither had 4, and Aaron Duncan 2. For the Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, Justin Endoff, led the way with 16. Jalen McCants, Keith Cunningham both finished with 11. They had double-doubles. McCants finished with 13 rebounds, Cunningham with 10 boards. Nick Fields fouled out of the game with 4. Eric Price, Quinn Anderson had 3, and Mitchell Sampson finished with 2. Mike Reynolds is heading up here, so we're going to get a word from the head coach. Our final coach's interview of the season brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And let's talk to the head coach here tonight as Dixon advances 56-50. And I guess, Coach, it seems like we talk about these same kinds of things in the game that ends our season every year. We just didn't take care of the ball when we really needed to those last 2.5 minutes, it seemed like.
Yeah, we had a couple turnovers. We had 2 live ball turnovers in the game that just killed us. You know, they went right down and laid it. 3 live ball turnovers, they laid them in. But, I mean, we got to be able to somehow get the ball inside, and we weren't. You know, credit them. They were able to take one of our better players, Jalen, out of the game, and Bo Bailey was able to do what he's that we saw him do on tape. He hit some tough threes with Mitchell and Nick all over him. And we just couldn't get a big play down the stretch.
We know losing Nick to foul trouble really hurt us in the Quincy game, and we could talk about that tonight, but I thought Mitchell filled in his defense. I thought was fantastic on Bailey.
Mitchell played well. Senior guard, the ball moves a little better, and that's not really on Mitchell because Mitchell actually moves it pretty well. But when we struggled offensively, it's the same story. We dribbled too much, didn't pass enough. And the things that hurt us on defense, when we were really good, the ball ping-ponged around. And when we weren't real good, it was sticking and guys were dribbling. And, five senior starters for them, experienced guys.
We talked about that a little bit in the pregame in terms of, some of the things that hurt us in the game last year. I mean, Quinn didn't play, so really this was his first regional championship, and I can't help but think that their leadership, their experience in that situation probably did help him a little bit.
Yeah, I got to be real physical, and I told our guys to drive the ball. I learned from Fran McCaffrey to keep my mouth quiet.
Yeah, we don't want you to get any of those kind of situations.
I don't need $10,000 fine or whatever he got.
No.
It was obvious to everybody that was here what went on there.
Yeah, and we thought that same thing.
Two guys are really high level. Two guys were high level.
That's okay. Yeah, and we agree. And transition out of
what
we talked about.
That's why I keep my thoughts to myself.
Yeah, what we talk about was the transitioning out of a senior ball club. I thought, and I've said this to you and I've said it to so many others, I thought with this ball club you did your best coaching job that I've seen.
Not good enough, Cheese.
No, I understand that, but, you can't – that doesn't always transition or translate into on the floor. But when you look at this ball club and how far they've come in so many ways, and with the ball club that you're going to have coming back next year, I know this is a hard time to talk about it, but, talk a little bit about what you see coming out of this coming next year.
Well, I see we're losing a two-year starting point guard in Fields, who's one of the toughest players I've ever coached. Quinn's played extremely well. Justin played well down the stretch. Keith played well. I think I see some guys we've got to replace. And I know everybody talks about how great our freshmen are, some of our sophomores, but until you've done it here, it's all talk. So, there's the potential. I don't know. I'm a loss for words for once.
What does become the message to the kids in the locker room? Because you got to try to soothe them a little bit, but you don't want to sugarcoat it too much. They probably also have an idea of why this didn't go
at the end. Here's what our program is built on. We're going to demand the guys fight like crazy for 32 minutes. And what I will tell them is I'll fight like crazy for them. Sometimes that works well and sometimes it doesn't. But I think it got us to where we were. We challenged them at Quincy. And we were 1-4 in the league. And I think everybody thought we'd just roll over. But we went 4-1 in the league the next time around, probably. Lost the game at Kiwanis, we may have should have won, but lost the game at home against St. Charles East, we'd be running around here with 20 wins. But, we gave some away early in the year. But I think our guys, hopefully Eric and Jalen can show some leadership. And Mitchell, those three guys are coming back. They played some heavy minutes. And the culture of our program is strong. We just got to, we're going to own it. We did that last year. We're going to own it. And hope it works out better. I don't know.
Final thoughts, Steve? No, I mean, it's always tough to end the year.
It is.
And again,
no
this
question.
Guy and his ball club leave it all out there. They do fight like crazy, and when it ends like this, you put so much time and effort and work into it. It sometimes leaves you drained and lost for words, which is not usually the way he is. Yeah,
yep.
It's tough. It's heartbreaking.
Yep.
Absolutely. People don't realize how much we put into all this.
We appreciate coming by and all for your help all season, Coach. Thanks very much. Dixon wins it tonight, 56-50. We'll close things out when we come back for final thoughts on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, we don't have to tell you folks. It's tough. It's tough to talk to the coach in those situations. We know it's got to be enormously tough in the locker room to be able to talk in those situations. And we appreciate Coach Mike Reynolds, as always, for coming by and giving us his final thoughts here as he's done all season long. So, you know, I guess more than anything, Steve, and I know, you know, you're a Galesburg guy through and through. You've been in the community longer than I have. You were a Silver Streak. You played here. You've coached here for a long time. I've been around long enough now, and having taught at the high school for 13 years, you know, I think we bleed Silver Streak, silver and gold as much as anybody does. But, you know, I don't know. I feel for the guy because I think he's done an amazing job in the 11 years that he's been here. This program was going through hard times when he got here, and he's really turned this program around. It's tough to see him walk away for another year without a regional title. We feel for the kids. They feel as bad as anybody out there. They played their hearts out, and we get frustrated with those turnovers down the stretch. It's not a criticism. It's just, gosh darn it, we want it so bad for him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, being around him for a long, long time and coaching with him and watching other people coach and playing here and watching those glory days. You know, I see a fella here that, I mean, he gives it everything he has.
Yep.
He's had really wonderful results in a time in the 2000s when it's much more difficult to do things for all kinds of reasons, he's done a marvelous job. And I think about, you know, how you're drained from that in that, I mean, he works at this all year round. I mean, he eats, lives, sleeps, basketball, and works it. And the kids have tremendous respect for them. He would do anything for them. The things that they learn, the things that they accomplish out here after they've been through the program, it's tremendous. It's a tremendous thing. Tremendous thing.
And he's out there giving some of them hugs right now. And
yep.
You know, that's a side of Mike Reynolds that most people aren't going to see most often. And he doesn't want to be hugging these guys right now, but
That's
what he's doing,
yep.
Going around. He
cares tremendously about them as obviously basketball players, but more importantly, as human beings. And as I said, I've worked for him, and he's a good human being and a great role model for the kids. And I know somebody will say, well, what about the technical fouls? And he's just fighting for his kids, and yep. I've been down there. Those technical fouls are more bark than bite. There's nothing unethical and unsportsmanlike in terms of things that he's saying or anything like that. He is just fighting for his kids and standing up for his kids and showing them that he has their back and that he appreciates, you know, their effort and commitment to our program, to our community, to the sport, and so many lessons that they learn here they're going to take with them the rest of their life, like I learned under the tremendous coaches that I had and what sports is about, one of the great things and the main things that sports is about.
Our thanks to a former colleague here at WGIL, Bob Boehner. He saw it on Twitter that Pekin High School posted that they knocked off Rock Island 51-44. So no Western Big Six team wins a regional as Pekin rallies back on their home court.
That's a surprise.
Three wins
this week on their home court.
Yeah, so tough loss for the Rocks as well, and things don't end well this year for the Western Big Six. But as always, I appreciate getting to work with you, Parker.
Oh, my gosh.
Fans
at home, this guy is just an unbelievable professional and so great to work with and pays attention to every little detail, and he's the best in the business, and it's an honor to work with Brad Benowitz. No question about it.
Glad to have you here for a second year, and let's keep it going next year, all right?
Get over the hump.
That's right. 56-50 the final. Dixon ends the Silver Streak season at 18-13, and the Dukes move on at 23-7. That'll close things out, not only from Geneseo, but for our season here on WGIL. Thanks for going along the way with us from our season opener all the way back on November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, which seems like an eon ago.
Oh, my, yeah.
But
it was warm then.
Yeah. I don't know if it ever will be again.
I don't know. I'd sure like to play golf, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer tonight, for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and for all the folks who served in that duty along the way. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation all season in football, girls, and boys basketball coverage here on WGIL as well. And to all our tremendous sponsors here for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, including Dave's Auto Body. Again, our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game this season, Justin Endoff, knocked out some big threes in this game, and he did lead the Streaks in scoring with 16 tonight. 56-50 the final. Dixon wins it. They move on. The Streaks end 18-13. Good night from Geneseo.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.